Open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 33. Psalm chapter 33. It's page 463 in the Pew Bible. It won't be on the screen. I want you to follow along with me. Thanksgiving is a time when we count our blessings. We name them one by one. And usually when we count our blessings, we are thankful for family and friends, and we should be. We are thankful for food and shelter, and that's a good thing to be thankful for. We are thankful if we are working these days, and we are thankful for things that way God provides and sustains us day by day. But I would remind you on that first Thanksgiving, if those who were taking part were thanking God for all the blessings, they would have been perhaps a bit few and far between. 102 passengers set sail on the Mayflower with a crew of somewhere between 25 and 30, and when they arrived, it was late fall, early winter, and they stayed on the Mayflower throughout that winter. During that time, there was an outbreak of contagious diseases described as a mixture of scurvy and pneumonia and tuberculosis. And when the winter was ended, there were only 53 passengers, just a little over half, who were still alive. There had been a birth of 2 children during that time, however. Likewise, half of the crew died as well. And in the spring, they went and built huts ashore at the end of March, and they left the Mayflower. They grew their crops. They would not have survived had it not been for the American Indians who helped them. And at the end of the year, they did something which probably most of you don't know, that festival was a common thing in Europe. It was an agrarian culture, and they would often have a festival of thanksgiving and for the crops that came in, because when you're in an agrarian culture, you don't need the crops just for food. You need crops for next year's crops. And they always had to save back enough to plant. And so if you had a meager crop, that meant the next year you would have meager food to fix. And so for them to have a time of thanksgiving was not something new. It was something they were accustomed to. But inviting the Indians to be there with them was something that was perhaps different. What they didn't know was that the Indians themselves had their harvest festivals as well. And so they combined the two. When you think about thanks and what we're thankful for, while it is well to count our blessings and name them one by one, this morning I want to suggest to you that the reason we can thank God at all times and all circumstances is because we thank Him primarily not for what He gives us, but because of who He is. He is a great and awesome God. As you look through this passage, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time, focus down with me for a few seconds on the last 3 verses. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in Him. The word heart in the Hebrew and the Greek means not just our emotions. We think of heart in like Valentine's, love and emotions and good feeling. The heart for the Hebrews and the Greeks meant their minds, their intellect, their emotions, and their will. It is as if the psalmist is saying, we understand this God with our minds. We react to Him with love from our hearts, and we choose to be glad in Him because we trust in His holy name or His character. Lest your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in You. Did you notice that? Our heart is glad in Him, and we hope in Him too. I want you to notice a few reasons why we hope in Him, apart from blessings, and blessings when they come are wonderful. I want you to notice the first verse of Psalm 33. It says, shout for joy in the Lord. That word shout means shout! Okay? Did you catch that? It's not a quiet, silent aspect of worship. It's shout for joy. It says, praise befits the upright. That's a parallelism. When we shout for joy vehemently, it's praise that befits God's people. It ends by saying we're supposed to sing Him new songs out of a new experience with Him that comes with skillfully playing instruments and with loud shouts. But notice verse 4, and I'm going to highlight just a few words. In verse 4, we shout with joy and praise God because of His faithfulness. He is a faithful God. You can count on Him. Verse 5, He is a God who loves righteousness. He is holy and He is just. It also says he is full of steadfast love. That's the Hebrew word chesed. That's the equivalent of grace. That's Hebrew for grace. I want you to notice we shout for joy because we praise the God, verse 6, who made the heavens and the earth. He's the God, verse 7, who sustains the earth and keeps it together. He puts the deeps in storehouses. He is the God, it says in verse 10, who has wise counsel for us. In verse 11, his counsel stands forever. He has wisdom in those things he asks us to follow him and to obey and do. Verse 12 tells us that we are the people he has chosen for his heritage. We praise him because he tells us that we belong to him. When Caitlin was baptized and when Kelly said that at the end, you are the daughter of God. You are the son and daughter of God. We belong to him. That itself is reason for praise, is it not? It tells us in verse 15 that we can praise him because he fashions our hearts and he observes what we do. I like the order of that. He is the one who transforms us and changes us and makes us to know him and love him and follow him. And he does that as he does that. He watches over us. Don't you just get the picture there of God not looking down on you to get you, but God who fashions us and changes us and transforms us that we might reflect his character? Don't you love the idea that he's looking down on us like much like a parent saying, wow, that's my kid. They're mine. They're catching on to what I've been telling them and training them. They're becoming what I envisioned them to be. Not always, but oftentimes, aren't you surprised by the things your kids learn from you? You wondered if they ever would. And here's God looking down saying, I fashioned you. I'm watching you. And then finally, the reason we are thankful this morning is what Chuck said at the very end of his prayer. That he may deliver our soul from death and keep us alive, even in famine when things aren't going well. And so this morning, we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to praise God because he is a God who is faithful. Are you thankful for a faithful God this morning?
Yes.
We'll get to the shout somewhere along the way. We praise God because he is righteous and holy. Are you thankful for a holy God this morning?
Amen.
We praise a God who is our creator, who created and made us for fellowship with him. Are you thankful for a creator God this morning?
Amen.
Are you thankful for a God who sustains us? Are you thankful for that?
Amen.
We'll get there still. Are you thankful for a wise God who asks us to do that which is best for us? And are you thankful for a God who says you belong to me? Are you thankful you are his son or daughter this morning?
Amen.
Are you thankful that he fashions your heart and as a father watches and looks upon you and said, I love you, I am well pleased? Are you thankful that you belong to him?
Amen.
Are you thankful that he has saved you and will deliver you from bad things in this life, but above all, that he will deliver you one day into heaven itself? If that is your thankfulness this morning, would you stand with me and with one loud shout, which is appropriate, would you give a loud shout that simply says, praise God? Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. May your thanksgiving be filled with praise to God for who he is, for what he's done, and for what he will continue to do in your life and in mine and in our life together as his church family.